Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter 5. I just want to use a one verse here today just as a kind of a springboard as we look at this. And Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. And the Bible says this, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I tell you, I appreciate Him today. And I'd like to preach for just a little while this morning or this afternoon, if God will be my help on this thought, God's all-sufficient love. God's all-sufficient love. Amen. As we look at this and we see Paul's writing, and he's writing for a purpose. Amen. And we realize that God's love, the love of God, surpasses all comprehension that we have. You say, "What do you mean, Pastor Jeff?" I'm saying, we can't comprehend the love of God. It's already said that God the Father sent His only begotten Son to this world to live in a sin-cursed world, to grow in and die for our sins according to Scripture. We know it's true because God said so. But God Himself sent His only begotten Son. He allowed Him to come here and die for you and I. So Paul's telling us here, praise God, that we can see in the discovery of this chapter the love of God. Paul pins her down. He puts it here for you and I. And if we could just preach this, maybe a little expository this morning or this afternoon, and let you just see how much God does love us and realize who He loves. I want to say God loves just about everybody. Amen. I want to say He don't love just about everybody. God loves everybody. Amen. God loves everyone. Praise God. He loves you. He loves me. God loves everyone. We see the Bible tells us here in verse number 6 that God loves the ungodly. Amen. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Who did He die for? Those that are God denying, God rejecting people. God died for. Amen. You say, "Preacher, I don't understand how I could do that. I don't understand how you could do that. I don't understand how I could do that." Amen. But we can. We can deny and we can reject God if we ain't careful. But God's all-sufficient love still comes to where we are. It comes to us. It touches us. Praise God. And even those that are ungodly and ungodly, praise God, God loves. Praise His holy name. The people that God loves. Amen. This morning or this afternoon. We'll never get this right today, praise God. But hey, praise the Lord. He loves the ungodly. Amen. Amen. Not only does He love the ungodly, He loves sinners. Hey, look at verse number 8 I read in your hearing. He said, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for me and you." Ain't you glad you didn't have to get up and do a bunch of good deeds and follow all the rules just right and do everything just perfect and be brought in at just a certain time and a certain circumstance in a certain situation, and so God could touch your heart and save you by His marvelous grace? You didn't have to be perfect when you come to Him, because He was a perfect God and a perfect Savior and a perfect sacrifice for our sin. Praise God. Not only did He love the ungodly, He loved old sinners like you and me. A lot of people say, I've had people tell me here lately, "Well, preacher, I'm not no sinner." I said, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we've all sinned and come short of God, the glory of God. We're all old sinners. Amen. Praise God, if you've been saved and born again, washed the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're an old sinner saved by grace. Grace come to where we was and saved us. And the all-sufficient love of God, when we couldn't get to Him, it come to where we were, praise God. It touched our soul, showed us we was an old sinner. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever gone away from God? Hello? Have you ever gone away from God? Have you ever took off down the road all by yourself? Every one of us have. Amen. But the grace of God, the all-sufficient love of God, amen, it still chases after the ungodly. It still chases after sinners. And it catches us. And He brings us back to Himself. Amen. If you've ever been saved by the marvelous grace of God, you can't go too far for God to arrest your soul. God will, praise God, apprehend you where you're at. Amen. He'll call you unto Himself, praise God. It's a bad place to be away from God. It's a whole lot easier, youngins, today just to stay with the Lord. Just keep on walking with Him. Praise God. Try to get closer and closer every day. Because I'll tell you what, Jesus won't lead you wrong. The Holy Ghost will show you the path. The Holy Ghost will show you truth. The Holy Ghost will offer things to you, praise God, that this world don't have to offer. All because of God's sufficient love for me and you. Amen. God, praise the Lord. The people He loves ungodly loves sinners. Amen. He even loves those that are enemies of the cross. Amen. The Bible says in verse 10, said, when we were enemies. You say, well, preacher, I never was an enemy of God. Amen. If you denied and rejected Him, praise God, wasn't accepting what He said, wasn't following the way He said to go, then you're an enemy. Amen. We were an enemy of God. You were an enemy of God. I'm an enemy of God. Praise God, if we ain't very careful, we're still an enemy of God. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't ever want to be that. No, none of us should ever want to be that, but we are if we ain't careful. Amen. Enemies of God. He said, when we were enemies of God. Amen. Praise God. Listen, when I was an enemy of God, hey, praise, listen, I was doing things that was contrary to what He had to say, or what He, the direction He'd have for me to go. I was compromising with this old flesh. I'm telling you, sometimes we got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. We got to bring it under subjection under the Word of God. And we got to beg God, say, please, Lord, help me to get control of this old man that I am. Paul would say, oh, wretched man that I am, chapter number 7. How can I escape the body of this death? He was talking about Nero would take as a punishment, and he would have done it to a lot of Christians as a punishment from preaching the gospel. He would take an old dead carcass, and he would change it and bind it to their back, and they'd have to wear that thing to that putrefying thing would rot away and fall away. Paul was talking about that. He said, it's just like an old dead carcass that I'm wearing on my back, that I've got on me every day. It's rotten and vile. It stinks to high heaven, and I can't get away from it. I don't know what to do about it. Praise God, he said, but through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that old carcass, that old dying man that I have, it's taken away from me. Amen. Youngins, it's time. Gee, hey, listen, have I told you lately, Jesus is coming, we need to be ready. Amen. Jesus is coming any day now. Praise God, He's going to step out with a trump and a shout, and He's coming. And He's coming to get the church. He's coming to get those that are born-again believers. He said, preacher, how do you know? The Bible said that we got a timepiece that God give us to watch. And that timepiece is the nation of Israel, and that clock's a-ticking. I mean, they're coming up against them people and the rabbis and things, praise God, are beginning to say, we need to get looking up. There's a Redeemer coming. Messiah, praise God, it's getting close to His appearing. They're looking for Him. They said one of the old rabbis in 1797, before he died, he told the Jews, he said, listen to me. He said, you need to know this. He said that when Russia comes into Crimea, praise God, he said, you better be looking up. He said, that's going to be the footsteps of Messiah, and He's coming, praise God. I want to tell you, youngins, we could be so close to that happening in the next few days. It ain't even funny. You say, what do we need to do? We need to be ready and looking up, praise God. Because our Redeemer liveth. Amen. He's coming to get me and you and take us home. Praise His holy name. Amen. I'm glad I'm not an enemy of the Lord. I've decided, amen, I'm just going to play on His side. You know what we need to do, youngins? We just need to make a determination, not in our head, but in our heart, that we're just going to go with God. Amen. This old vile man that we are, old vile person that we are, will take us down the wrong road. Take us further than we want to go and keep us longer than we want to stay. But I tell you what, it's a whole lot better when we get on the Lord's side and we walk with Him. He'll take you into places that's better, prettier places, sweeter places, more peaceful places. Praise God, and we can go by ourselves. Amen. The people that God loves, He loves the ungodly. He loves sinners. He even loves His enemies. Amen. You love your enemies today. You say, preacher, I don't reckon I got any. And go, oh, yeah, we probably all got enemies. Amen. People that don't like us a whole lot. But praise God, we love them anyway. Amen. We appreciate them, praise God, because we know that Jesus loves them. And we all want to pray that God will help us not hurt anybody that Jesus loves. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the people that God loves. But also we see the purpose of His love. Paul gives it here exponentially in this Word of God. And as we look at it, we begin to see what the purpose of His love is to save. Amen. In verse 9, He said that we shall be saved. Amen. We shall be saved. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you can be saved today? Ain't you glad that there's salvation that's offered to me and you? I'm glad I don't have to work at it. I don't have to, praise God, a salvation that's there to be had through Jesus Christ our Savior. And once we receive that saving grace of God, we see that, receive that power that God gives us to be saved. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. When we begin to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, you know why we struggle so much in the flesh today, Brother Robert? It's because we don't believe in faith that God Almighty's big enough to take you and to take me in His almighty hands and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Amen. We preached a Wednesday night out of a 62nd Psalm where the Bible tells us that power belongeth unto God. Amen. It's in His hands. And if it's His, praise God, it's His to give. If we don't have power with God today, it's not His fault. Amen. It's our fault. We need to ask God to empower us from on high, praise God, so that when we begin to get out ahead, God Almighty will move on the scene. Praise God, He'll touch us, He'll help us, He'll give us unction from on high. He'll give you locked jaw if you need to, where you can't say a thing, praise God, till you can say something right. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad God creates us so we can carry on an intelligent conversation. Hello? Amen. With the help of the Lord. Praise God. The purpose of His love, praise God, is to save the lost. Amen. He said, we shall. I'm glad He says we shall. He didn't say we might. Or He said, didn't say we could. But praise God, He said we shall be saved. If we trust and believe on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said we shall be saved. The purpose of His love. Not only the purpose of His love to save, but to justify. Amen. He said, in verse number 9, He said, being now justified by His blood. Justified. What? Justified, that means just as if we had never sinned. Amen. Praise God. God said, I love you so much. Praise God, I appreciate you so much. He said, I'm going to die for your sins. He said, the blood's going to be applied to you. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm going to make you just like you. Hey, you're an old sinner exceeding. All in sin to come short of glory, God. But He said, I'm going to cover up those sins. I'm going to wash those sins away. I'm going to give you a clean slate. I'm going to make you pure and white, clean. Praise God, in the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah. Justified in the blood. Amen. Just as if I'd never sinned. Amen. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad God? And amen, that was part of His plan. The purpose of His love was to save and to justify us in the eyes of God. Now, He didn't do it to justify us in the eyes of man. Man will look down on, ain't it amazing how your family or people you know, they remember everything that you ever did that was bad? Amen. It's funny to me, every time I get together with my family, they gang up on me, and I wasn't the worst one in the family, I don't think. But they always want to gang up on me and start sharing that stories with each other, how bad things I used to do. Amen? It's like they get a kick out of that. Amen? But you know what it is? I'm not that man I used to be. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. I ask God to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from that all the unrighteousness, all that it wasn't right. Praise God. And guess what? He has. Amen. The world want to hold it against me. But praise God, I'm glad my Savior don't. Amen. Praise God. I've been justified. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, I took all those sins that I've confessed and put before Him and I've turned my back on. And He said, I've cleansed you from all that you did. All those sins. As Brother Robert sings, are gone. All my sins are gone, praise God. It's justified. Not only did He love me, praise God, the purpose of love to justify me, but to reconcile me. The Bible says in verse 10, He said, reconciled to God by the death of His Son. You can't get no better than that. Amen. Justified and reconciled by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He paid the price for you. And He paid the price for me so that we could be saved. You say, preach, what was we saved from? We were saved from our iniquity. Because we were enemies of the Lord, praise God. But now we've been made friends. That's what it means to be reconciled. He said that was enemy, that was alienated, praise God, has been brought near. Amen. Hey, when the devil gives you a fit and the flesh tries to rise up on you, praise God, just put the old stiff arm and say, hold on a minute, praise God. I'm here with my Lord. What do you got to say to Him? Amen. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, devil, just get away from me, praise God. I'm basking in the love of my Savior, praise His holy name. The sufficiency of God's love is all around me. Ain't you glad for that today? Sufficiency of His love to reconcile us, to bring us unto God. Not only the purpose of His love to reconcile, but to provide righteousness. Amen. Paul says in verse 19, to provide righteousness from the Lord. He says, for as by one man's obedience, many were made sinners. But now watch this. He says, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Praise His holy name. God says, listen, He said, God said, I did what I did. The purpose, praise God, was to provide righteousness for you. The Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. My righteousness is as filthy. I try to do the best I can, and I'm going to fail. Amen? But praise God, I'm not putting my trust in me. I'm putting my trust in my Savior. Praise God, because He knows exactly who I am and what I need. And His righteousness is sufficient. You say, what does He do? He takes a robe of right. He clothes you in His righteousness. Amen. I think what's happening in our people today, in our families, homes, our lives, in our churches, in our country, is the Lord's wanting to cover us in His righteousness. Give us that robe of righteousness, praise God, and we're chunking it off. Well, Lord, you know I'm warm. I'm pretty warm already. You know, I'm hot natured, so I don't need that robe of righteousness you got. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we aren't just putting some realizing, because He is that comforter, glory, hallelujah. And I guarantee you, that robe of righteousness, yes, it'll be a perfect comfort for you and me. That perfect comforter, praise God. He provides righteousness to His people. Praise His name. And He satisfies the heart of men. In verse number 11, He says this. In verse number 11, He says, and not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. That brings that reconciliation. And God, He says, what we done? We're satisfied. He satisfies our heart in Jesus Christ. My heart's satisfied, praise God. I don't have to search another. I don't have to find another way. I don't have to go to a bottle or a pill or a drug. I don't have to go to somebody to try to satisfy my soul. Praise God. God Almighty is the satisfier of our soul. Amen. God's all-sufficient love, praise God. It makes a difference. The purpose of His love is to satisfy our soul. Amen. If we ever get enough of Him, we won't need nothing else. It'll overrun. It'll take care of everything else. Amen. You can't love somebody till you learn to love the Lord. If we fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll teach us to love others. God's all-sufficient love, praise God. The purpose of His love. Amen. Not only do we see the people of His love and the purpose of His love, but there's also, Brother Jeff, the provision of His love. The provision of His love. What He does for us. The Bible says that He was at substitutionary death. Amen? That He died for our sins. In verse number 8, said Christ died for who? Us. Amen? He died for us. He died for you. He died for me. That Christ died. He was that substitute. We deserve death. Amen? Because we're sinners. Jesus never deserved death. He never done anything of deserving death because He was perfect. Amen? Sin brings death. Amen? But He knew no sin. That's why death could not hold Him. Amen? He died. He laid down His life for me and He gave His life for me and you, praise God, that He might take it up again. Amen. Praise God. Death had him, thought he had him, was holding him down. Praise God. But on that third day, glory, hallelujah, he grows up out of there victorious over death and the grave. Praise God, to walk out of that tomb, praise the Lord, victorious. And because he did, we can too. I don't know why we want to meander around in the sinfulness of this world, praise God, when we can come out victorious in the Lord. Because of that substitutionary death that Christ died for us on the cross of Calvary. He died for you and he died for me. I know what the old devil, he come through and he said, well, preacher, that preacher don't know what he's talking about. You wasn't really that bad, amen. You didn't deserve to die. Hey, praise God, you wasn't that bad, but you wasn't that good either. Amen. We all was deserving death. That's the wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He offers up as a price of his, being a substitute for me and you. Justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse number 9. Justified, just as if we didn't, but we did. We were sinners exceeding. Paul said, I was a sinner exceeding. He said, I look at myself. You know what's wrong with most people, most Christians, most fundamental, independent, Bible-believing preachers too? Amen. We don't. Hey, praise God. I love me in there too. Praise God. If we can't see ourselves as sinners, if we had realized ourselves, well, it's a preacher. Well, everybody said, well, I ain't really that bad. Amen. Praise God. We need to realize that we're all sin, come short of glory, God. We're all sinners, praise God. And we need help from the Lord every day. Every one of us. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. I've tried. I made a mess. Amen. Had to go back and apologize for things I've done, things I've said, the way I've acted, the way I've reacted. Amen. When I tried to do it myself, pray God, I quit trying to do it myself. I asked God to help me. He's doing a whole lot better job in me and on me than I did for me by myself. Amen. That substitutionary, pray God, the provision. The justification through the blood of Jesus Christ, that blood that was shed to cover the sins of humanity. Amen. And the abundant grace that he has for me and you. The abundant grace. He says, look what he says in verse 9. He said, but God commended his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Praise God, because of his abundant grace, he tells us that again in verse number 20. He said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. He said there was that sin, there was the law, there was that law that told us how bad and how sorry no account we was. But listen to what he says. He said, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen. He said, sin was there, sin was everywhere. But he said, grace did much more abound. Amen. He said, grace was there. He's talking about that it was great. It was great in quantity. It was great in quality. Praise God. That it was a prevalent in everything, that God's grace was there to overcome everything else that we have hitting us in the face of life every day. Amen. He said that abundant grace, God's got enough. I remember Wednesday night, he's got both hands full, wanting to just pour it out on us if we had just received it. God's got more than we could ever partake of. If we'll just receive it. That's what he's wanting to do for us. That's what he's wanting to give us. He wants to give it of himself. So, a preacher, I don't know if I could pay the price. The Bible says it's free. Verse 17 said it's the gift of righteousness. Amen? The gift of righteousness. That abundant grace of abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. He said it's a free gift. Amen? We just have to pull up to the table, sit down and dine. Say, Lord, here I am. That gift of righteousness, that right living, that right acting, that right doing, praise God. God just pour it out upon me. Just give me the gift. That gift that comes from God, praise God. That gift of righteousness, amen. What righteousness, what do we need that? Because righteousness is unto eternal life. Amen. Do you realize you can't hope to be right, praise God, till you have a life in Christ. And he offers us that life. He said, that as sin hath reigned unto death, verse 21, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So provision God gives us. He gives us a gift, free gift of righteousness. And through righteousness, praise God, he gives us eternal life. Praise the Lord. We get a focus. We get an idea that praise God, one day in a little while, we're going to go to heaven. That Jesus is going to call us out of here and we're going to go be with Him. Amen? It could be sooner than later. We need to be ready. We need to be expecting Him to come. And He said, because of that, abundance of grace, because of that righteousness that He gives us, praise God, we have peace with God. He tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1, He said, therefore being justified by faith, there's that word again, justified, just as if, He said, we have peace with God. And that means we're no longer enemies. But we have peace with God. We've been reconciled to Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. See the importance of having faith and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can have peace with God. You know what? If you ever get peace with God, you can have peace with your family, your loved ones, your friends, your acquaintances, your in-laws, your outlaws. Praise God, you can have peace in your heart. God makes that difference. Praise His holy name. That's what God provides for us. Amen. He said that love would be shed abroad in your hearts. Amen. He said, a hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts. Praise His holy name. It's that love that He puts in there that'll reach out to others. It's that love that'll make a difference, praise God, in you and in me. That folks can begin to see and they'll begin to realize there's something peculiar about you. Amen. People say, ain't something funny about him. He's acting peculiar. Amen. Something's got a hold of him. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that hold. It'll get a hold of you and it'll hold you forever in the hand of an almighty God. His love that's shed abroad in your hearts. See, it's not about your head. Amen. God, He deals with your head, but the Holy Ghost takes it in your head and puts it to your heart. He massages it in, praise God, until you get it. That's the righteousness of God. Because God's all-sufficient love for us, praise God. He puts love in our heart. We ought to be praying. If you don't have it, you ought to pray. God, please, 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 touch me, help me, save me. Put that love in my heart, God. It'd be manifest. That people won't see none of the badness in me, but they'll see the goodness in you. The love of God manifest in my life. The love of God that's shed abroad in my heart that'll reach out to others. Amen. And He says it's a provision. The provision for doing that is the Holy Ghost of God that dwells in your heart. Verse 5 again, He says that, He said, love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. He said, the Holy Ghost of God, which is that gift of God. Ain't you got, boy, God's just got all kinds of good things to give us. Amen? And He said, because of His all-sufficient love, He gives us His righteousness, He gives us peace, He gives us joy, praise God, and He massages down into our heart and gives us that love in our heart, praise His holy name, and the Holy Ghost of God is there to manifest it, praise God, so it goes out in the right directions every day. The Holy Spirit. Amen? We ought to ask God, please, Lord, touch me with Your sweet Spirit. Help me that I'd not grieve away the Holy Ghost. You know, you can grieve away the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we get to living for ourselves and living for doing the things, praise, that we know is not pleasing to God, we grieve the Holy Ghost. But the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is there to help us. Amen. That the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Why would we disrespect a gift from God? Amen. We need to be mindful of that. That sweet Spirit of God, just let Him have His right away. It may take some work, it may take some effort, it may take some prayers. But God Almighty, the provisions that He's given us, it far exceeds any opposition that the devil has today. If we'll just take the provision God give us, just love Him like He loves us, and ask Him to help us, praise God, because God His all-sufficient love is there for me and you to help us through every circumstance, every trial, every persecution. Amen. We think we're persecuted in this world, but we don't even know what persecution is. There's people in this world that's dying for their faith. There's people in China right now that's being hung and killed and murdered because of their faith, because they won't recant. There's people in Afghanistan where we just come out of that's dying for their faith because they're Christians and they won't recant. We're not being persecuted. Amen. We've never been persecuted, but they have. We may be, but praise God, praise the Lord. If we're persecuted for the cause of Christ, we ought to be able to stand up and say, you know what? I love the Lord Jesus. He is my Savior. Amen. Praise God. Not recant, not go back, because the Holy Ghost of God's living in our heart. The power and strength of an all-sufficient God and an all-sufficient love is there. For many, you say, preacher, how do I know I got that? Because the Bible said that Christ, verse number 8 said that Christ died for us. Amen. But this verse, if you take this verse in context, it says, but God commendeth. Now that word commendeth literally means to demonstrate in full. Amen. To demonstrate in full. Said that God commendeth his love. It's not somebody else's. But it's God's love. Amen. God's love. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, undeserving, God-hating, rebellious, amen, enemies of God, that God loved us, praise God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. God's all-sufficient love, praise God. God, he said, God has made provision in his love for each and every one of us. That while we were yet sinners, before you ever thought about needing to be saved, Jesus Christ, praise God, had already died for your sins. Amen. Praise his holy name. The conclusion is Christ died for us. Christ died, youngins, for you. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a God. I'm glad that he did. Amen. Because through him, we can be free. I can't, as Brother Junior said earlier, I can't comprehend the love of God. That he could love somebody like me. He could love people like us. But I want to tell you today that he does. He loves him because he first loved me. I'm loving him. I'm reciprocating that love. I'm trying my best to. I fail and come short every day. Pray for me. Amen. Pray for me that I do better. But I'm doing my best every day to love him because the Bible said that he first loved me. Amen. Did Christ loved you. He loved you. He loves you. You know how we know that? Because the Bible says, and it can't lie, that Christ died for you. Amen. Praise his holy name. God's all-sufficient love. Sufficient for you, sufficient for me, sufficient for the church, our families, our homes, our country, if we just accept the love of God. Amen. It would take away all these problems that we have in the world today. The things that separate and divide. Amen. It would be gone in a moment if we just all love the Lord and love each other. God would make the difference. Amen. He can, he will, he's able. But we have to just believe in that all-sufficient love that God has for me and you. It starts with us, just like revival starts with you and me. It starts with individuals. We have to ask ourselves today, though, Christ died for me. What am I going to do for him? What am I going to do for Christ? Because he died for me. He died for you. You say, well, preacher, does he want me to die for him? No, he don't want you to die for him. Christ wants you to live for him. Amen. To live for him. Amen. To lift up his name, to proclaim him, to love him, and let him love you. They said Wednesday night, he's standing there with both handfuls. Amen. Praise God. Because he has that abundance, and he's wanting to pour out on us if we just love him. He's our heavenly Father. He has it all. Praise his name. But most of all, he has an all-sufficient love for you and for me.